is, yeah. You know, it was great. It was a very tough match there on Sunday against Cumber Rangers. We'd be, so there would be a good healthy rivalry between the two clubs over the last number of years. But look, I suppose there's a huge tradition of ladies football in our club. I mean, I think it was 82 was the first year that our club won the senior county title. And, you know, I suppose there isn't a camogie club in the area. A lot of us would have grown up watching those girls over the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, you know, winning county titles. And just, I mean, we grew up with a love of the game and a will and a want and a desire to kind of continue that tradition on. And, you know, that kind of keeps going year to year. And there is really a huge amount of hunger and desire to keep winning as for as long as we can. So I suppose that's one of the attributes that maybe we have had over the last number of years.
Yeah, like, how do you keep it going? I know you mentioned hunger there and that, but, like, it must be some serious hunger, Michelle.
It is. Like, I mean, as I said, it just is a huge tradition in our local area. I mean, a lot of us, there over the last number of years, there's a lot of sisters on the panel, and there would have been a lot of sisters on the panel when the team was starting out as well. And, you know, we're very good friends as well as that. You know, we would have all been primary school together, secondary school together. It's just probably one of the big passions in our life. And, you know, there's no better feeling than to be winning alongside your best friends and your sisters. And, you know, we kind of keep each other going. And, you know, we set targets for ourselves every year. And the county final is the first target that we do set. So, I mean, you can't progress any further unless you kind of get there. So, you know, it really is a love of the game and kind of a willingness, a desire to kind of keep that strong tradition going in our area.
Most of the players on that team would never have been around when Ballymac last lost a county final. So they don't know what losing a county final anyway feels like.
No, they don't know what losing a senior
final
is. Yes, exactly. I mean, the one thing about our underage structure, especially under the last number of years, is, you know, we did go through a patch there where we had to build up our underage structure again, and, you know, we weren't in as probably the amount of county finals we would have been in previous years. We kind of had to come up through the ranks again, and I suppose having a successful senior team kind of promotes the game among our younger players and gives them that kind of desire to aim to be in senior county finals and to be making county teams and county panels. And, you know, they see how much, you know, winning those matches means to a lot of us, the older and experienced players. And, you know, it gives them something to kind of to aim for as well. And, you know, we all have within the club have tasted, you know, success, but we also have had, you know, losses, whether they're with the senior panel in the Munster kind of competition or whether they're on underage county finals or so on. So, look, as I said, everybody kind of wants, you know, to be successful, but they also, you know that they have, it's not a given. So there is that kind of work ethic which is in the club, which kind of helps as well.
Camille, one thing that when you win the county, you get to go into Munster, you've that to look forward to in the next few weeks as well.
We do. And, you know, like, it's going to be a tough battle. It really is every year now. Having spoken about our county titles, we haven't won an A Munster title in quite a number of years. I mean, there was only probably a handful of us on it the last time we won it, which was in the early 2000s. But so, look, that's the next target ahead of us. But in order for us to do that, we now are facing a very tough banner side from Clare, which, you know, they would have knocked us out of the championship, Munster championship last year. We would have beaten them the year before. There's very little between the two teams. It'll all come down to who plays the best football on the day.
Yeah, just looking to the national finals on tomorrow. I know you won't be there yourself, but there's three big games on. Mayo and Dublin there last year, losing agonisingly towards the end of that match. Mayo back in another final, and in the intermediates, your neighbours over in Tip taking part in the intermediate final against Tyrone. It must be, well, I know obviously you'd like to be there, but you might know some of the players anyway that are going to be playing tomorrow, and it's great for them to be up there.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, with regards to our club, I suppose we have kind of two links with regards to the junior match and the intermediate match. One of our former players, Coach McCarris, who's now Coach Glass, is the captain of the Derry team in the junior final. And also our club goalie, Lauren Fitzpatrick, is the Tipperary named starting for Tipperary tomorrow, so we'd like to wish both of them all the best. And I suppose we know a lot of the Tip girls ourselves, having come up against them so often. So, yeah, I mean, like, we obviously have a keen interest in those two matches. And with regards to, I suppose, the senior, like I said, we're playing in the senior competition this year. So we didn't come up against Mayo now, but it's Dublin knocked us out in the quarterfinal. And they're a very serious outfit, a very strong, fast team. And I suppose, you know, Mayo, you know, a lot is made about one or two of the Mayo players and the class that they do have in their attack. Especially, I suppose, Cora Staunton, and you know, the scoring sheet she's put up this year has been pretty remarkable. I just think, having played against the Dublin team this year and seen, you know, the outfit they have from 1 to 15, I do think they're a pretty formidable side, and I probably would tip them slightly coming into the match tomorrow.